sustaining alive, sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95BFM.
With old mate Rita Steele, who's just run off and get her notes right there.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. I don't have my notes here.
Welcome
and
to
I'm not even plugged in. I'm so disorganized.
They may not work. Try them. But wiggle this bit on the side. They kind of go.
Hello?
One ear go.
Hello?
This is great.
Are they too loud? Too quiet?
I can't hear anything. Hello? Oh.
You're here. You're definitely saying something.
Well,
too loud?
Yeah, I can hear now.
Too much. As John's gone a bit far, hasn't he? Turn it down a bit, John, I think.
Now, we've caught you off guard. We're all just...
we're having a little general, how was New Year's conversation? And then John just hit the big blue button and away we went.
Yeah, totally.
Here we are. We do have some lovely... we'll be listening to a little Ravi Shankar while we do this Sustaining Alive. Based on... basically, are we talking about where we can go for a swim without getting like an acid rain reaction on my arm?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do it note-free too. But that's all right. Let's test my memory.
That's okay. Now, Rita, I saw some reports over the Christmas period, and Auckland beaches were a shambles.
Quite
far north as well.
Quite far north. So
how far do I have to go?
Tafranui,
really?
I think, at one point. Yeah, so...
you've got to stick to Kaiwi Lake, so...
Actually, on Boxing Day... No, you know, they're probably not that clean either. They probably just don't track it.
Damn it.
But on... on Boxing Day, actually, I looked, it had been raining for 2 days, and I have a toddler. So I was like, let's get him out of the house. Let's take him for a swim. He's got a wetsuit. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it's called Safe Swim site,
mm-hmm.
Which we'll talk about in a minute. And there was not, I think, of all the beaches in Auckland, there was three that you could swim at.
There's a lot of beaches in Auckland as well.
Particularly nice. It was just the picture was disgusting.
And Auckland's a super city now, so that goes right up to like the Hibiscus Coast and all that.
It was Orewa. And oddly enough, there was the odd beach next to a beach, which was okay. Like, I think Orewa was okay, but then there was a bunch that was.
I think a lot of it's to do with, like, you're going to tell me, but I'm going to tell you what I think.
You go.
I think it's, like, just those random, like, sewage kind of outlets that they've just got in some places.
Yeah,
like, they'll just be spewing out crap.
Yes, so...
Like, Takapuna, don't even look at that water.
And people have... I don't know if you've walked along that beach and that headland, but there's actually, like, random pipes as well.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying. Even, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Not even, like... Like not even council pipes, they're just like someone's run them
it's
from their house.
It's just been there for a long time.
There must be some stats on the stuff, like people need to go around and go, that's not a council pipe, or that is.
Yeah, no one, I don't think anyone's doing that.
What's that coming from the plastic factory, kind of?
Don't know that. Why is everyone born in this area female? So then it blew up the next day or the day after, I think it was, because it was actually nice weather. So everyone went to the site, and that's when I think the Herald jumped on it or Stuff or something and said, oh, you know, and at that point more beaches were open. There were 11 closed beaches in Auckland, but that's still pretty tragic.
Just to be clear, what are the closures specifically?
There was a lot of closures in the West Auckland area, so a lot of the Manukau.
But what for?
Oh, right. So it is mainly human waste. So in areas like Piha Lagoon, the Bethels Lagoon, and there was another one, which I'd know if I had my notes, definitely leaking.
Someone's at the beach right now. Yeah. About to get out the car. Could be that one.
I remember.
This is crazy because you don't. I wouldn't typically think of these places as dense population, but they obviously have.
Depends on what the sewage is doing, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you've got to think, like, so Piha Beach itself was open, but the lagoon wasn't. So what you've got to think about is if you look, if you try and pretend you're a seagull for a moment and you're looking at the
nearly
Piha,
endangered, by the way.
Yeah, on the
that's another
at risk.
Story. Another
that
story.
Is another. We should do that one, though.
It's fully cooked.
Because everyone
story.
Hates them, but, you know.
There you go.
Anyway, you'll miss them when they're gone. So if you look at the Piha from the Piha Beach area from like the sky, it's kind of you can see it's a catchment. Like there's a valley that comes down and it opens up in that lagoon area.
Right.
And up on the hill are all the houses. And a lot of those septic tanks are, and I'm going to get to, I've got a lot of friends at Piha, so I'm going to get a lot of texts going, not a lot of them, just some of them, you know. But there are a bunch of septic tanks that were built in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and probably even 80s and 90s that are now not doing the job that they were designed to do, or maybe were never great at doing the job, and are now leaking. and are now leaking. So when in a big rain, what happens is the septic tanks get flushed out. They, you know, more water runs down that hill and runs, and it all runs into the lagoon. And it's not that much water, believe it or not, in that lagoon space. So it can't take... And actually, you know what? People have built houses, like those batches they might have built, you know, a small septic tank for. And then over the summer holidays, they have like 15 people come and stay well. So the whole thing is kind of...
Which is mint.
Which is mint, and thank you
having
for
a
those
party
people.
Is mint at the Beth. You do have a little spot at PR, stay in touch.
Yeah. Everyone's pooping out that Christmas ham that they ate.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's
because
all
better
good.
Out
it
than in
needs
where
to be
a lot of people stay, but it's going into the water.
Just needs to be resolved. So that was some of the problem. The other rest of the problem is that we have a really old system in Auckland. To be fair, in a lot of the world, this is the infrastructure for sewage has been overlooked. Auckland's particularly bad, though, because I was looking at the history of it and we keep making the same mistake. Mm. We take ages to decide what we're going to do. We finally agree on something and we build it and it lasts 12 years. And then it's at capacity. And it's like the one, like I say, I had the notes, but the one that was built, I think, in the 70s, it was a big drama. It opened in the 60s. And it was you know, the most expensive sewage system in the world and the largest in the world. It covered 500 hectares in the Manukau. And it was 12 years later that it was at capacity. I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, it took them longer to debate the goddamn thing than it did for the thing to survive. So I think...
So what's the story with, is there a way to like filter the crap, so to speak?
Yeah, so at the moment what we've got is an old system, for those of you that aren't on, for us that aren't on septic tanks, the system is a bit mixed. So our storm water is not always separated from wastewater. In most places it should be because their builds were new and so they were able to do a system that actually went straight to, initially the piping went out to Hobson Point, the end of Stanley Street sort of area, that kind of bottom of town, and then piped out on the high tide at about 200 metres out into the Gulf.
Buzzy.
Yeah, but...
good fish food.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you know, I think that was when the population was about 100,000 people in Auckland.
We were probably eating a lot healthier back then as well. Our shit was probably mint condition. These days, our shit wouldn't be very good with what the processed stuff floating about.
Oh, I don't know, though, man. Do you know what they were doing before that? Because I found this out. I forgot, was it night?
Building a massive shit man somewhere?
Kind of. It was called I think the term was a night soil. So basically you would put your... You could probably use your imagination from here.
Sounds
so you
great.
Would collect...
Night soil, you throw it out the window and it lands on the footpath type thing?
It kind of... It was a bit more organised than that. So you've got to give it to them. Like they had kind of step further than what they were doing in London at the time, I think. But they had like these collections. They basically put your poo out, like you would do for your rubbish every night. Mm. And the night soil man would go around... and collect it every night. And then
holy shit, that is grunty.
It's so bizarre. They go around on a horse and cart and collect it. And
think about kids complaining to put the rubbish out. Think about that.
And there were 30,000 people in Auckland at this point. So this poor bastard that had to go around. And I've never heard anyone I've never heard anyone say, my ancestors were night soilers. Like, ever.
We've all been a night soiler, though, to be fair.
So then, you know, they have been trying, but it really is outdated, and the current system was put in 1998 to 2005, and they replaced all the oxidation ponds in the Manukau, and that has lasted for a long time, but and it's funny because it's really difficult to find out from the council how they tell you it's awesome. They tell the system is awesome and working really well, but...
Nothing to see here. That's the thing. If we can't see it, we love it. And coming as a plumber, talking about this kind of thing, nobody ever wants to see the pipes.
No, not at all.
If you're building a house, fucking better make sure I don't see any of those pipes, man. Do a great job. Make sure if the shit falls downhill, do not show me any of those pipes when you're done.
Totally.
Nobody wants to see the mechanical side of that sort of thing.
And the other thing... is I don't think people really want to pay for it. I think the system for in Auckland right now is if you build a house, you pay a contribution fee for our sewage system and water, and it's $12,000 per new house. A one-off fee. And then, of course, you do pay wastewater charges annually, which is on
only it's $12,000. $1,000 per year that it was working. Pretty good.
What? No, but you pay maintenance on. But yeah. my point being that I don't think $12,000 for a new household is going to cover the costs of what we're required to build in the future.
Yeah.
Or, you know, to house the next 800,000 people.
That must apply to like a freestanding house, right? With a SEPA situation or?
No, septic tank.
Hey, so just my mind's running. But what about old mates over there, the poopons over there in on the North Shore? Is that like a good system?
Yeah. So the oxidation ponds used to be just that they had big ponds that the poo just hung out there.
I think technically they're called the poopons.
Okay.
I'll just stop you there.
Thank you.
It's okay. Carry on.
The idea being that the sunlight would create. And the nutrients of the, I think it's called excretion. I don't know the actual term.
The excrement.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Would create.
The shit and piss.
Bacteria, which would then eat.
The poo.
The poo. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But nowadays, the ponds are a bit more complicated than that. And there's primary, which is disgusting. And I think everyone should be forced to go to a sewage.
Yeah, it would be fascinating, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So the primary one collects, like, it's a mechanical filter, and it collects all the, like, flushable wipes. Hey, assholes out there, wipes are not flushable. Please do not flush your... What they say is flushable. I don't even know how they get away with saying that there. Do not actually put anything other than... Even toilet paper's bad. Don't put
anything. Rita, as a plumber, it's... quite often what gets caught in the pipes there is just like hand towels and crap.
What?
The odd
are
toilet
people thinking?
Duck. Yeah, it's crazy.
So
stuff.
I have a septic tank at home and people come and stay and I have to have that conversation with them. Here are the things that you're not allowed to put down out the toilet. It's quite embarrassing, really. Someone's like, you didn't tell me I couldn't put a beer bottle down there, did you?
Yeah.
So there's this primary catcher, and then there's the secondary catcher, which is our secondary treatment, which is your algae and the bacteria, and then the tertiary one, which is a UV filter.
Oh, yeah, that's the one that neutralizes all the stuff. Did this stop it from smelling? Because I remember back in the day, like, used to smell and they stopped from smelling somehow, but it was probably just sprinkling
the new,
some.
The new systems do.
It was all the toilet duct that got flushed down.
There you go. Mm. That's why it's blue, also.
Yeah. Also, a really nasty thing to put down your toilet.
Now, so it sounds like there's not a lot of hope for the sewage. Also, with the stormwater getting rushed out.
That's a quick little wrap up.
Getting like washed out to sea is all the other shit that ends up on the roads and in the gutter and stuff like that, which is
absolutely.
Also kind of probably a bit of a problem. I mean, and what can we do to make sure that all this other crap isn't getting washed out on top of the shit?
Lake Watapoopoo. I like that. Thank you, text it.
So, yeah, you're totally right. That chemical runoff from the roads is a problem. There was recently a referendum, I guess, of sorts. Oh, my God, I've lost all the words. You know where you go and you vote for a thing?
From time to time, I might engage.
The Auckland Council had one recently, and we all got to vote on whether we wanted to pay a little bit more in rates and fix our waterways faster.
Fuck no. What did we say? Yes or no?
You didn't win.
Yeah, no, but I was just being pessimistically what I thought people would say.
No, we did.
That's great.
We have now got it's called a targeted rate, which to me just tells me that Watercare aren't doing their job properly. Hey, you run a system, make sure that you're funding it properly. If you're not, you need to make sure that it's being funded properly. It's that simple.
Shade thrown. Screw, screw. What's up? Watercare, come at us. What do you got?
Coming and saying, oh, we don't have enough money. We need to do a targeted rate. It's like on top of another. Anyway. But I am happy that we are going to do this, because what it means is that we can fix our waterways in 10 years as opposed to 30 years. Mm. But again, my concern is, you know, will that in 10 years' time, will we then get nice water for like 5 years and then it'll be obsolete and at capacity again? Mm-hmm. But Phil Goff, the mayor, is pretty keen on fixing this, and he doesn't seem to be, he seems a pretty straight shooter about this. So one of the big issues is they are going to put an interceptor in to try and separate the wastewater and the stormwater, because that is a big problem, especially in central.
Right, where a lot of the stormwater is going to give it more legs, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it just means that we don't have to have so much, because at the moment when it rains, the stormwater is pushing all this other stuff out into the sea.
That's
so
right,
we can kind of separate them and treat them differently, because the chemical runoff from the road needs to be treated differently to poos and wees. Oh,
needs some kind of grease trap for everyone's house where they in some sort of everlasting long drop or something.
Now, steps I can take.
Steps you can take. Don't flush anything down your toilet. And saying that, even just be really mindful about what chemicals you're using in your toilet bowl and what chemicals you're using in your shower.
Right.
Things like Handy Andy and stuff are not particularly great for any system. Like, they're really bad for septic systems. So if you live on a septic tank and you didn't realise that your dishwashing liquid, your dishwashing powder, et cetera, needs to be very... very environmentally friendly.
Right.
So like your EcoStore brands all make sure that they're septic tank safe. But that said, it doesn't hurt to also make sure that you're using really nice stuff in your in the normal system too, because the bacteria, we still rely on bacteria, and if we're going to kill them with Handy Andy, then
Hot water, pretty good at killing stuff. Steam clean.
Yeah, super. And you know, baking soda and vinegar, white vinegar, also very good. What else can we do? We just have to be aware that everything that goes onto the road, you know, if you're washing your car, people do all sorts. I saw someone tipping paint down the drain.
Need to paint the inside of the drains from time to time, though.
No, I had just been washing. I know.
That's rank, though.
Yeah.
No, it sucks, man. That sucks.
I,
what do you do then? Are you a little citizen's arrest situation going on? Did you yell something out?
Well, my mum actually.
You're driving past there. Hey, just looks up like, what the
f-? I tell you what, 301-0101 is on speed dial.
What's that? The NARC line. I like it.
Auckland Council.
Okay.
Yeah. Environment. What are they called? Environmental
like,
officers.
Are they like, oh, hey, Rita?
Pretty much.
How's it going? How are you? They're what's like, up? What's up, Rita?
Pretty much.
Well, that's their job, though.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But we are onto it. I think that there is, you know, these things cost money, and we need to kind of realise that there's going to be a cost to every new house that's built, to every to upgrade the system. We are going to need to pay for these services somehow. I mean, no one likes to talk about it, and they certainly don't like paying for it. But
you definitely don't want to swim in it. So what's up?
No, exactly.
All right. Other than that, keep an eye on what beaches you can swim at, because you might be swimming in some.
Are you going to tell us the beaches that we can actually swim at?
No, you need to check up. You need to check it up. Safe Swim.
Okay.
Yeah, they do it regularly. So there's actually like a real time indicator on whether you can actually swim at the beach. So they've got 120 different monitoring sites.
What if I like the safest way has got to be to just get a boat, take it out 50 metres and chuck out a bomb off the boat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because about out there, and you're pretty safe. I mean, you've just got everyone else's shit that's ever been in the ocean ever. That's true.
That's half the problem.
Probably a toilet on the boat as well.
Probably really just gets flushed out.
Oh, thanks, Texas.
Yeah, it does say really interesting talk, but they've just said they also need those wet wipes because toilet paper does not do the job.
I think, you know, look, if you got to go deep, every once in a while, people are very different. Maybe you need to do that, and I think we can probably afford every once in a while for someone to do that.
Make sure the wet wipes go and
dig a hole in the
trash.
Backyard.
Yeah, could you initially use toilet paper and then do a final wipe and put that in the rubbish? And could that work? I don't know. There's probably like a health hazard.
Shout out
there.
To everybody that chucks out the odd ghost poo, by the way. Much
the
appreciated.
The ultimate of the poos.
The ghost poo so creepy.
The ghost poo is number one.
Oh, I don't want to talk about this, but I just did one. I just did one earlier.
Why?
It was amazing.
Why?
I don't know why.
We've got to get inside.
Who can explain
mind.
It? You can't explain a ghost poo. What are you trying to do? It's only 2019. We're not that far in the future. We can explain ghost poos. Hey, thanks so much, Rita. I think it's a great place to end it on. We have been talking about shit the whole time, so we might as well talk about it.
I'll make sure I bring some notes next time so you have some stats.
Right on.
Cool. See you guys.
Yep. That was Sustaining Alive on 95BFM.